Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 22nd of March. The Redemption of the Bride. The third chapter of the book of Hosea contains a third summary that focuses on the redemption of the house of Israel as part of the church, the bride of Christ. The unfaithfulness of Hosea's wife Gomer was a direct parallel to the unfaithfulness of the house of Israel to the Lord. To illustrate the way in which he would recover his unfaithful bride, the Lord said to Hosea, "Go again, love a woman who is loved by a lover and is committing adultery, just like the love of the Lord for the children of Israel, who look to other gods and love the raisin cakes of the pagans." Hosea obeyed the Lord and recorded, "So I bought her for myself for 15 shekels of silver and 1 1/2 homers of barley." 1 1/2 homers was the equivalent of 15 ephahs of barley. The 15 ephahs of barley was most likely worth the same as 15 shekels of silver. Hence, half the payment for the woman was made in silver and half the payment was made in barley. The total payment was the equivalent of 30 shekels of silver. Under the law covenant, 30 shekels of silver was the value that was placed upon the life of a slave. The 30 pieces of silver is significant because it was the amount that the Jewish Sanhedrin was willing to give to Judas for the betrayal of Jesus. The Gospel of Matthew recorded that Judas asked the chief priests, "What are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you?" They responded by counting out to him 30 pieces of silver. In this transaction, they rejected Christ as their king and shepherd. They valued his life as that of a lowly slave. In the first case, the payment of the 30 pieces of silver demonstrated that Jesus Christ was despised by men. He was not esteemed. He was the stone which the builders rejected. The references used in today's devotions are Hosea chapter 3 verse 1, Hosea chapter 3 verse 2, Amos chapter 8 verse 5, Exodus chapter 21 verse 32, Matthew chapter 26 verses 14 and 15, Isaiah chapter 53 verse 3, and Psalm 118 verse 22. For further study, Hosea chapter 3.